It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
It is a flashback here on a Tuesday and on this fateful date, February 3rd, 1959. The day the music died, as the famous Don McLean sang, where we lost the great Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper, and the influences of their music. Boy, you know, we do every now and then, J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper's influence, and certainly his helping of George Jones along the way in his career, a career that might not have happened for the Possum if not for the Big Bopper. Of course, Ritchie Valens was just really starting his. But Buddy Holly's music stretched from the Beatles to the Stones and throughout all of Texas music. And that certainly was right there with his bass player on that stage that fateful night. West Texan one Waylon Jennings. He was there playing bass, barely 20 years old at the time was Waylon. And he had just jumped on the tour, fresh off of being fired as a radio DJ at KLLL. There in Lubbock, for a combination of either when he did show up, he was drunk,
then
not showing up for a lot of times anyway. Along with him was guitarist Tommy Alsop, by the way, and it was Buddy who chartered that plane for him and the band in those cold conditions after the heater in the bus broke down. But it was that coin toss. Both Jennings and Alsop ended up giving up their seats to the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens, to which Waylon famously said, "But for many years we didn't know." Deli admitted he turned to Buddy and said, "I hope your old plane crashes." Those were Waylon Jennings' last words to Buddy Holly. And Buddy joked back to Jennings that he hoped their bus froze up. It was something Waylon never fully came to terms with by his own admission. In fact, later in life, he said, it took him years, obviously, to talk about this. He said, "I was afraid for many years that someone was going to find out that I said that to Buddy. And I blamed myself for many, many years." Of course, Waylon went on to become the Outlaw, but never quite really parted ways with those feelings. He named one of his sons after Buddy Holly, saying 3 years before his own passing that if anything I've ever done is remembered, it's because of Buddy Holly.
Aww.
Always an inspiration. You could hear that driving bum ba da bum ba da bum beat of the Crickets in the back. And finally, in 1978, he teamed up with the Crickets, Buddy's longtime backup band, for this particular medley of Buddy tunes, as done by Waylon. And of course, he certainly knew the bass chords to every one of them.